even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello and welcome to the Secret Vibe Lounge. You're listening to your girl, Valerie A. Campbell, and I'm here to host The Vibe Show. Vibe is an acronym for vision, intention, belief, and expectation. And today we are going to talk about value. What it means for a man to value you. Now, many women dream of their Prince Charming. As girls, we're somewhat conditioned through storytelling that our prince will come along, sweep us off our feet. That he would defend us, defend our honour and fight for us if need be. You know, just to keep his princess safe. In other words, their boyfriend or their man would fight for them and their relationship. And at times, if need be, with his bare hands. And to us females, it calls to the primal within us to think that a man would feel that way about us and want to act in that way to protect us. Why? Because of love. Because he loves you. Think of the movie Twilight, where the shapeshifter Jake would change into wolf and fight for Belle's protection with his life, all in the name of love. And your man will fight for you because he wants to keep you, because he wants to protect you. Why? Because he values you. Now, a man will indeed fight for what he values because his life, as he knows it, kind of depends on it. When he feels that his life will be empty without you, like it's not worth living, it doesn't feel the same, then it's really simple to understand that he will fight for you because he values you. And he feels like his whole world will fall into pieces because of what he feels for you, because of what he values, because of what you both share together, then that means something. So one of the first things to note is that as humans, we value what we have worked hard for. For the harder we work for something, the more valuable it becomes. I remember when I was younger, I wanted a pair of roller skates, and I would look at the ones I wanted in the catalogue. I would look at it over and over again, and I would have to say salivate over them. I could feel, you know, like, oh, I really want these skates. I wanted them so bad. And my mum at the time, she would give us bus fare to go to school. And as there were many of us, being the second eldest of 11 children, 6 girls and 5 boys, my mum didn't really have money for extras. So I saved my money by every day walking at the 45-minute walk to school. And I did that every day until I had saved up enough so that I could buy my roller skates. And I valued those skates. Why did I value it? Because I had earned it. Now, be honest with yourself. Compare it with if your mother, or if my mother had just handed me those skates, would I have felt the same? Yeah, sure, I would have valued it, knowing that my mom didn't have that much. But I would not have valued it nowhere as much. The novelty would have worn off so much quicker because I didn't have to work for it. So I realized that when we translate this same principle of value to a romantic relationship, the same rule applies. And this is the reason why for some couples, everything starts to change as soon as they have been married for a couple of months or more, because they've achieved their goal. They think there's no need to put in the effort, and that sometimes the woman no longer feels valued, okay, because the effort hasn't been put in. That's why even in an established relationship, you should always maintain your standards. Never let a guy feel like he has you 100%, regardless of his actions. He has to know that you have your boundaries. Okay, that he's not just automatically entitled because of the ring. You still have your boundaries. So you may have already noticed this too, that the more effort you put in with a guy in wanting the relationship to work, and the more valuable he becomes to you, the more you want it because you've worked really hard for it. And the thing is, the more you will be afraid of actually losing him. Coincidentally, who holds the most fear of loss of the other in a relationship has the least power in the relationship. So without playing hard to get, allow a man to work for you. That's how you become valuable to him. And that is done by showing up with your standards and your boundaries in place, by not accepting any BS, by making him less important in your life if he acts in a low value way, and you call him out on his BS in a non-needy way. Now, I've got a video that you can have a look at online that demonstrates that perfectly. So you can actually go to www.valerieacampbell.com and have a look at my last blog entry on the law of sexual polarity that's explained in a visual way. That will show you how to keep that tension in the relationship, and how, I'm going to say, play hard to get. It's not about playing hard to get. It's about being passionate about your wants, being passionate about your wants in terms of your hobbies and things that you like to do, and pursuing your career and just doing things that light you up, having a life. Yes? So don't you overcompensate or try to please him when he takes you for granted. Because anything that a man takes for granted, you have to kind of call him out on it. Okay? So for example, if you cooked him a great meal and he doesn't show appreciation, or he doesn't say thank you, then you know what you should do? You should invite him around. You know, put some lighted candles, dim the light, make him think that he's going to get some, right? And then present him with popcorn. Popcorn for dinner. See if the next time he won't appreciate the things that you do. You see, a man will work hard because he wants to earn everything that he gets in life. For the majority of men, that's standard, yeah? The good guys out there, especially for the masculine man that you women so deeply crave. Now, naturally, you will both be doing your part for the harmony and the well-being of the relationship and the growth of the relationship. However, if at any point you feel like you are the only one that's rowing in that boat, that's rowing the boat, that's rowing the relationship, then it's time to put down the oars, okay? If it's a good guy, he will pick up the oars and start rowing, because he will realize that you're drifting, and a real man will want to take control. No real man sits back and just lets a woman take the oars off a boat and row whilst he's there relaxing. So ladies, drop the oars if that's what you're doing. Some women, when their guy no longer appreciates them, what they do is they start to complain, which is the worst thing to do. Because it demonstrates that you're needy. You're becoming needy in the relationship. And these women, they say things like, oh, you never blah, blah, blah. You never buy me flowers anymore. You never take me to the cinemas. You never take the trash out. Why don't you da, 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 da? Yeah, you know who you are. And when you do that, what you're actually doing is you're giving away your power. Remember what I said earlier? The one who fears most the loss of the relationship loses their power. And this is demonstrated when you complain. Now he's even less incentivized in the relationship to fight for you and the relationship. Can you see why? Listen, if you relate to this, leave a comment. Leave a comment on the page. Go to bishani.com, secret vibe, find my page and leave a comment. I always love to hear from you. Now, when a woman complains and acts needy, what is the man actually thinking? He's thinking, okay, I got her. You've just demonstrated to him that now he knows that he has you. So why on earth is he going to fight for you? What is there to fight for if he already has what he's been pursuing? You know, he's the one that's now calling the shots in the relationship. And he can stay lazy. Because to his mind, she's clearly not going anywhere. But if instead that same woman gets busy and stops idolizing the man and putting him on a pedestal, if she realizes truly that she's enough, that she doesn't need him, she wants him, but she doesn't need him, and she stops giving him all of the attention and not attention for herself and becomes very passionate about her life with things that light her up, that have absolutely nothing to do with him. And it is clearly fulfilling her and causing her to radiate this essence that is so attractive. Then she will have demonstrated that she doesn't need him for her happiness. After all, beautiful lady, you are the one who's responsible for your happiness. No one else. You, beautiful man, are the one that's responsible for your happiness. No one else. And I know I spoke about power just now. And I'm speaking about it in the sense of, I know that when you come together, you're a team. Yeah? You're on the same page. And you're both going together. You're pursuing a life together that's based on peace and harmony. But it takes time to get there. It takes the right mindset to get there. So that's why I felt compelled to share this information this morning. Because it has to be balanced. And it's not balanced if a woman, which we're prone to do, is idolizing a man and neglecting herself. Okay, it's about you both contributing to the relationship. So when you shine your light on yourself and you radiate and you bask in your femininity, then he will notice and wake up to the incredible beacon of light that you are in front of him. The other men find blindingly so attractive. He doesn't want anyone to have his woman. And then in that fear of loss, he will begin to fight for you. This is what a woman needs to do. This is what a woman needs to do to strengthen her identity, strengthen her self-esteem, and develop a vision of herself that she falls in love with when she sees herself deep down in the mirror. And she can say, you know what? I love you, girl. And she looks at her reflection. Because here's the thing. The more that you love you, the less you will need his or anybody else's validation. That's the more he will fight for you. There's a difference between needing a man versus wanting a man. There is a difference. And I always love to say that. I like to say that you should always lean on God's understanding of who you are in terms of your identity. You know, we've got our programming, what we've been brought up, what we've been told, and not all of it good. And we need to release that identity and claim the identity that God says we are. Okay? Don't buy into the programming, buy into the word. So, what does God say about you? He says that you're wonderfully made, that you're a masterpiece. When he created you, he said that you're very good. So, in his eyes, you're perfect. So start to live from that energy point. Start to vibrate that knowledge of you have of yourself. And so going back to loving yourself, the less the princess needs the prince, the more the prince will do to get her attention. We know how it works. His efforts will actually increase. So the more independent you are, the less he can and the less he will take for granted. Now, when you get to the stage where, let me say, you don't need him, but you want him, there's a very powerful difference because he now wants to become a part of your life as well, because you actually have one. There are some women who will build their entire life around a guy they love, even if they had an amazing life before. As soon as they fall in love, what do? They lose themselves and they drop everything because they want to be with him. And when I say everything, I literally mean everything. They'll drop their girlfriends. I mean, I've had it where girlfriends that I used to speak to on a periodical basis, whoa, they get a man now, you don't even hear from them. But yet when they break up, all of a sudden your phone is buzzing. Women, you need to have a balanced life. You still need to keep your sisterhood. You've got a passion about a subject on something. Maybe it's going to the gym. Maybe it's art. Maybe it's dance, and now your mind's occupied with this other person, and you've dropped what has made you feel so appealing. Therefore, vibrate that feeling to others. Other people pick up on that attractiveness in you. You actually drop it. Why? Because you want to be with him. You see him as your everything. So you need to kind of stop that kind of behavior. Now, thinking about that, when you think that he's everything, but, you know, the men that you're actually dating or have a relationship or who are married will not only take those women for granted, the women themselves will actually start to feel empty, frustrated, resentful, and needy because They're looking for something from the man to fill the void, which in fact they should be providing for themselves. You know, it's your job to fill your cup up, not his. Again, when you do this, you give away your power, which is very unhealthy. So I want to emphasize here on the difference between making it easy for a man to get you versus playing hard to get. Okay. Again, like I said, go and have a look at this doodly video that I've created on my website, www.valerieacampbell.com/blog. You'll see the entry there, Law of Sexual Polarity. Have a look at that, on the importance of not making it easy. Really great visual representation there. And if you like it, subscribe to it, okay? Because it's linked to YouTube as well. So let's emphasize here the difference between making it easy versus playing hard to get. Now, I'm not saying make it hard. There's a huge difference. Some people, when they fall in love, they try to make it as easy as they can. Okay, you know women who I'm talking to. And they do that by trying to remove all of the obstacles because they want that relationship to get started right now. And by the way, when you do that, you're actually in your masculine energy because you want to take control. You're essentially taking the lead. That's masculine energy, which is doing energy. You know, I'm always talking about masculine and feminine energy. Okay, you're taking the man's role, you're emasculating him. And so many women, when they fall for a guy, they will try to make it easy for him by telling him how much she likes him, how much she loves him, which is a huge mistake. Okay? Don't let a man know how much you like him while you're getting to know him. Because when you first meet a guy, he is going to show you, he's going to be on his best behavior. It takes time to get to know a person, for that person to begin to reveal themselves. So allow the man space to tell you and to show you who you are. To show you who they are, sorry. You know, I love this quote by Maya Angelou. She says, when a person shows you who they are, believe them the first time. You know, sometimes somebody will show you something, you know, we call it red flag, right? But it kind of makes your ears prick up and you think to yourself, I don't know about that. There's something about that that made me feel uneasy. That person is showing you who they are, sometimes overtly or sometimes not overtly. So take time to get to know who the person is. So getting back to the point that I'm making, many women, when they fall for a guy, they try to make it easy for him because they want to take control. But the thing is, her thinking is that maybe he thinks that maybe I don't like him so much. So therefore, if I tell him how much I like him, or if I show him how much I like him, which is where the overcompensating comes in, then I'll get this relationship to work. I remember this grave mistake that I made. I mistakenly left a message on the phone of a guy that I was dating, which was actually meant for a girlfriend. Okay, so I was expressing to my girlfriend my uncertainty as to whether this particular guy that I was dating at the time liked me. And at the same time, I was expressing how much I liked him. So imagine this message was meant for my girlfriend, but I sent it to him instead and just didn't realize it. And of course, when he heard the message, he realized how much I liked him. And his attitude changed when he realized how much I liked him. What was the point of him then, from his perspective, to pursue me so hard when he felt that like he had already got me, right? But lucky for me, I knew about standards. Lucky for me, I knew about boundaries. And that is all so important. And if you're struggling in that area, contact me, valerieacampbell.com/apply. You can consult me, you can consult with me, and I'll offer a free vibes check consultation. Just to see where your vibes are at, especially in terms of your boundaries. And so his attitude changed when he realized how much I liked him. From his perspective, what was the point in him pursuing me so hard? So we have to be careful and mindful of how much we're communicating that to him. Okay? Now, some women, they feel that they need to help a man to arrange a date. So they make the date and they will even drive to where he's at, as if they're Pizza on Express, and literally deliver themselves to him on a tray. Sabotaging, and in fact, emasculating the man, stopping him from feeling her value, because he certainly hasn't earned it. Now, this is fine when used occasionally. You know, occasionally, sometimes when we fall hard for someone, we make everything far too easy. When we try to remove every possible obstacle. And as humans, when something is easy to get, when it's abundantly available, we just don't value it. You are, at this moment, probably not very grateful for the oxygen that you can breathe right now. Like, you're literally just taking it for granted. But imagine if someone was drowning. They would fight for the air, as the air is scarce. What about those people in this time of COVID-19 who are in hospital with respiratory problems? Do you think not that they now know the value of oxygen? I actually saw this video once where this man was actually crying because he was saying that, you know, all his life he's never actually given gratitude or said thank you for the air that he breathed. And now he has to pay for the air that he's going to get through the machine that he's on. So getting back to the point, the reality is if you want him to fight for you, then there's never a need to play, emphasizing the word play, hard to get. You are hard to get because you have a life, not because you're playing. So you value yourself and your time, and you only give it to those who have earned it. Your time is precious. And for you to deallocate it from all the activities, all the passions that make you feel great, then it had better be good. It had better be worth it. So allow him to work for it, because, and this is another very important point, you will notice that you also fall for guys, and I mean really fall for the men that allow you to work hard for them as well. We always seem to want what we can't have. If a guy makes it too easy, if he's overcompensating, if he's always available, if he's needy, if he's all over you, I don't even care how good looking he is, he will eventually get friend zoned. You know, think of those men who are the quiet, deep, mysterious types. Yeah? So don't respond, don't remove the obstacles by making it too easy. Now, I hope that you found this has added value to you today. That's always my aim. If you like this, reach out to me for that free consultation that I offered earlier at www.valerieacampbell.com/apply. And I look forward to hearing from you. So bear in mind these points. Have a wonderful day. And as always, the divine in me bows to the divine in you. Bye-bye, 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 the divine in you.
Lashani Radio App.
Lashani Radio App.
The house guest that just won't leave. Download it free.
Free.
In the App Store. Or listen online at BashaniRadio.com.